Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just enjoy your boutonnieres.
And the concubines.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west. Ashburn, Virginia, day two.
Ashburn.
Of Commanders practice, getting ready for the Chiefs. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantabulous. I think my bets in basketball hit. Well, an hour little game where we play.
Okay. I'd like to start the morning by complimenting you. You look terrific. You're wearing all black. You're like, you look great.
Men in black, baby. Men in black.
I like the vibe, dude. B. Mitch is here, yeah. And he means business.
Black, white, and pink.
We got Mitch and Huey here.
We got some big dudes in the room today, boy.
Yo, we can run the ball, and we can run the ball in this set.
Hell yeah! Jay, I hand it off. I'm running behind these two right here. Boy.
Here, Huey, say hello to the YouTube stream. I don't know.
Well, Mitch, you were looking. I'm not even up yet. I'm kind of late on this thing.
I hadn't hit the button yet either, B. I was off yesterday. Shout out to Toby for sitting in for me.
I did. There you go.
I did. Appreciate Toby. It was funny. Early morning, so I left hand up. I played golf yesterday. Chevy Chase Club did a major renovation. I got invited. Thank you to Roland Miller for the invite. We had a blast. I played terribly. My golf.
I mean, it's common.
No, dude. What happened yesterday is not common.
So what? I
couldn't get off the tee.
You couldn't get off the tee?
Yeah, I can always get off the tee. That's the one thing I can count on. I couldn't get off the tee, but I putted pretty well. What the hell planet am I on?
I don't know. But you know, if you
can't hit an iron, can't hit a wedge. It was four golfers playing their own ball, just regular golf, but we took one score from each hole. I got a par on the first hole, and that's the only time I mattered all day.
So yeah, y'all played
18 holes.
Y'all played a scramble, or you just
played? No, you just played. You just played golf, and you took the best score on each hole.
Okay.
All right. And there were some strokes and stuff. So occasionally, I had a 5-4 that mattered. Like, it was basically, if you needed a bogey, I was your guy. But if you needed anything better than that, I'm pretty irrelevant. The poor kid caddying for me, Cole, very nice young man, was just...
He probably got extra steps.
He got his steps in. The course is beautiful, so it's brand new. But you know, not brand new, I want to say it opened in July or something. But you know when you get a new course...
That's brand new when you start thinking about courses.
Well, I think Chevy Chase opened in like 1892 or something. So that's pretty for them.
Yeah.
But when you have brand new greens, and they're going to speed them up anyway, especially on a tournament day, rock hard. Like
that's how it was at Westwood yesterday.
I had some decent shots, but I couldn't hold a green.
Oh, in Westwood, you better hit it short. If you hit it on the green, it will not be there when you get there. So,
I bet.
Yeah, it was good though.
It was a blast, and the highlight of the day, evening, whatever you want to call it, the day became an evening. I'll say it like that.
I was at your place last night.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
Did your day become an evening?
My day, after I left here, I went to Westwood. We were there, and then Brendan was waiting to beat the traffic. I said, Brendan, you're not going to wait.
There's
for
no
the
beating
traffic.
The traffic.
I said, let's just go. And we went. We got to Congressional around 7 something, and we left around 10.
Okay, that's a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe at 10 there was no traffic.
Well, I left home yesterday at 9.
That's a day.
I got home at like 11.
I bet Monica was thrilled.
I let her know. She knew where I was going.
Did you just stay in the ballroom or did you go down to the pub last night?
I stayed in the ballroom.
Okay.
I didn't really see football. I just kept looking on my phone.
I watched some. You're not going to win with Carson Wentz.
Hey, that's why yesterday when I had said Minnesota, I said, nah, Carson Wentz. And Jeff tried to talk about me.
What did Jeff
called
say
me a body
it?
Part.
What part? An arm?
I'm not telling you.
A leg?
I'll tell you later.
A finger?
Nope.
That was a good win for the Chargers. They're you got to be careful. We got a lot of cameras in here all of a sudden. good win for the Chargers. They moved to 5-3. You kind of thought they'd get on track despite all those offensive line injuries. They ran the hell out of the football last night. The kid Vidal was good. Herbert was good. Three tutties. He did have the one pick, but he was really accurate, 18-25. Like, that's kind of who I thought the Chargers were, like a hard-nosed run team. Did you see Jarrett Patterson got some carries last night?
I like Jarrett.
I
was reading
young
this
man.
Thing Harbaugh was talking. He says the offensive line is the only position that they don't have to depend on somebody else to do their job because they lead everything, you know. And when he got two of the best tackles in football hurt, your offensive line take a hit. So they probably getting a little rhythm back now.
Yeah, you got to figure out, all right, these are the guys we're playing with. Now let's figure it out.
Yep, that's
but
it.
The Minnesota offense was just kind of appalling, especially for a Kevin O'Connell coach team that's usually running really good offense.
You said Kevin O'Connell knows how to coach. I told you, I don't know if he's that good to make Carson Wentz better.
It says something that he was able to be really good with Sam Darnold and like rehab Sam Darnold's career, and Daniel Jones was the backup there, and now Daniel Jones is balling. I don't know that that's directly attributable. I mean, they had 164 yards of total offense last night. They could not run the ball. They kind of just didn't.
You remember
do
the
it.
Pass he threw against Chicago?
Yeah. You remember the pass he threw against Cleveland when they went back to him? The bounce pass, the first throw of the game? I mean, when Ron made the decision to go back to Carson, it was obvious he was going to
do
it.
Well, when you say, I was the bleeping guy.
Yeah.
When you say that, you got to go back to him.
I did want to shout out a person last night. So I'm at Chevy Chase Club, and this is after we played. And I contend that of all the country clubs in the D.C. area, Chevy Chase has, like, the best dressed and the best men's hair of any club in the area. Every dude there has a very nice coif, if you will. And we're just standing, drinking, hanging out. And this dude comes up to me, like an older gentleman, tweed jacket, like very well-dressed. And he says, and his name's Mr. Cox. And he said, I just want to tell you I'm a big fan. I listen to you and B-Mitch every day.
Oh, wow.
It was unexpected, and it was awesome.
Cool,
so shout out to Mr. Cox.
Yeah.
B, we got the quarterback news earlier in the week, and I'm sure you guys talked about this at length yesterday. I did.
We were a gambling show yesterday, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a big story. We're going to talk to Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association at 11 about the scope of this NBA betting stuff. Yeah. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It feels like.
But it's the thing of it, yesterday when it hit, you thought it was a new story. This is that same investigation that's been going on. And then the NBA had investigated, remember, and they say everything was good. So I don't know if. They went and say, look, we don't know necessarily. We saw what we could see. Y'all need to go look at some stuff. Or the FBI just came along and said, nah, y'all didn't do a good enough job.
Clearly. We have a packed show today. Peter Rosenberg is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Maloney at 11. The governor is going to join us for his picks. Matt Swope is the Terps baseball coach, going to join us. World Series starts tonight. Excited for that. And then Andy Reid, man. We got a Hall of Fame coach joining the show at 1:15.
Yeah.
B called that one in. I can't wait to talk to Coach. It's going to be cool.
They already hit me this morning. Everything's still good for 1:15? I'm like, yep.
I love it. but I was on this morning with the Kansas City guys that we were with at the Super Bowl, Fesco and Dusty, the dude that wore the captain's hat.
Yeah, captain hat.
I told them B and I are going to be doing our show from Kansas City at the Odyssey Studios out there. And I asked him if he would wear the hat. I said, not for me, but for B-Mitch. He's like, maybe for B-Mitch, I'll find the hat. But talking with those guys, they're like, their question is, man, Mariota at quarterback, like, do you guys have a chance? And my reply is, Mariota at quarterback with Terry and Debo back.
Yeah.
My concerns in this game aren't really offensive. They're defensive.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the thing about it, when you have Pat Mahomes on the other side, now you see that they're getting healthy. That's where the problem is. That's what you're concerned about for the most part. I believe if we go out there and we put an emphasis on running the ball, we can run the ball on them. And if you start running the ball, then the possibilities are endless at that point. But we have to be we have to stick to the run, be dedicated to it, and make sure it happens. They may crowd it with eight, but you know what? Make them pay for it at that point. And having Terry and Debo on the field, that would tremendously help out those possibilities.
I totally agree. Like when they go to the jumbo set and it's Chris Moore on the outside versus now Terry or Debo, you like to think that runs a lot better. You know what I mean? And I think, you know what I'd like to see this week too is I think McNichols has been really good. He's clearly their best in pass pro. He's really good catching passes out of the backfield.
Yeah.
I'd like to – I'm not trying to take away from Bill. Bill should get his. I think McNichols should be more involved too.
Hey man,
and some of that just requires
like
first downs.
From the beginning, they said they got three good running backs and they all going to give a chance. I think they stick with that. I don't think anyone – it's not a necessity that they go to one guy or not. You know, that's a lot of people who, like I said, fantasy football ruins real football. Well, Bill need to go more. No. If Bill is working that day, is he cooking? Yeah, he keeps cooking. If he's not cooking, he don't cook. Somebody else does it. And you have two capable guys in Rodriguez and McNichols. So, I mean, I'm not concerned about who gets the bulk per se. I'm saying who gets the bulk when they're at the best. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting to – watch how this game unfolds. I think Washington's going to be able to move the football. My biggest concern when you look at the Chiefs, you try to think about what Washington does poorly or well and what Kansas City does poorly or well. And one thing Washington was really good at last year was converting third downs. They were excellent.
They were tremendous.
I think they were sixth, seventh in the league, maybe fifth even. They've been really bad this year on third down.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is down and distance situations. I think the penalties have really hurt them, procedural stuff. They go into this game 24th in the NFL converting third downs, 35%. Kansas City has the sixth best third down defense, forcing punts, forcing you off the field.
Yeah.
And that, to me, will really drive this game. If Washington is able to sustain drives, stay on the field, gives them a big chance. I also think going into this, DQ's got to be pretty damn aggressive on fourth down because you got to sustain possession. And
I think the thing of it is this. They did that last week and people questioned already. So DQ, do what you do. But the main thing, be aggressive on first and second down. Okay? If you get 8 yards on first down running the ball, don't come out and throw the ball the next two downs. Make them stop you. If you get eight more, you know, force them to have to stop it. Because, like, I think we played into the hands of Dallas when we came out with the 8 yards and then, boom, we just went away. Nah, make them stop it.
There's no sugarcoating the level of challenge this is going to present this week. It's the greatest quarterback of his generation on the field against the backup. And I think, you know, when this game was slated, Monday Night Football, I bet ESPN was salivating at Jaden versus Mahomes.
Oh, definitely.
Now it's not. It's Mariota versus Mahomes. And I think nationally that obviously loses some luster, right? But I think Mariota can still run this offense effectively.
Yeah.
For me, if you look at KC, when they're on third downs, they're converting 44%. They're sixth in the NFL, both on defensive stops on third down and offensive conversions on third down. Mm-hmm. So they are winning time of possession. They are winning those situations, and a huge factor for them is Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce on third down is – here's a stat for you. Kelce has 31 catches on the year. Mm-hmm. 20 of them are for first downs.
Yeah.
Like, that's he's a human conversion.
That's what I'm saying. Like people talk about him being slower and this, that, and the other. The guy knows how to play football.
Totally.
He knows how to use his body. He knows how to position himself. It doesn't make a difference whether you run a 4-3 or a 4-5 to get to 4 or 5 yards and give the quarterback a target. That's all he has to do. And he does it consistently. So you better find a damn way.
So as of today, Kelce is their leading receiver,
mm-hmm.
right? He's got 375 receiving yards. Now that Rice is back and they're able to roll out Rice, Worthy, Hollywood, I mean, the young man, Tyquan Thornton, he's averaging 22 yards a catch.
Yeah.
And he's kind of been phased out now that Rice is back, but, like, I think they might phase him back
They're
going
to find a way to get him back in there.
I mean,
one thing I know about Andy Reid, if you can play, you're going to be on the field.
They've run the ball fairly well. Pacheco and Hunt have combined for about 500 yards on the ground. They're averaging right at 4 yards per carry. Mahomes has been running more than he has in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mahomes has 250 yards on the ground. He's their second leading rusher. I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. I think Mariota is going to be able to move the ball. Go to the Atlanta game. They lost that game. Marcus had a pick, but, like, offensively, the ball moved.
Yeah, yeah.
My concerns are defense. DQ yesterday, not in a hurry for significant defensive changes. That's kind of what I would expect. Like, basically, he's like, it's not about personnel. It's about playing faster. Maybe we got to simplify some stuff. But,
maybe.
I don't know what the answer is. Joe Witt's going to talk today. I imagine he's incredibly frustrated.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Right?
I mean, listen, man, no one can be comfortable and happy right now. You know, when you go through all that stuff and implementing and you brought people back and you brought some people in, you expect it to go. And then when it's going like it's gone, no one can be happy at this point.
Right.
No one.
They've got I imagine that is a very pissed off bunch.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
And then you go into a situation, like, to channel my inner Doc Walker, on some of this, it is a pride thing. Like, who are we? What are we doing here?
See, it gets to that point, though. Like, you know, I know fans, we get frustrated. Media people, we say stuff. Everybody can say what they want. But the guys inside that building, inside that room, they have to look at the mirror at themselves individually and say, hey, what can I do better? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it comes to a pride thing immediately because, listen to me, man, the way that they perform right now, I guarantee you talk to every person to a man, no one expected this, and they wouldn't be happy with it. So how do you change it? You got to figure something out. Do something different.
DQ's statement yesterday on if there will be changes to the defense, I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's obvious in that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. Do you buy that?
I totally agree with him. Like, everyone is always looking for a major, major, major jump. And a major move to be made. And I don't think that it happens there. You know, it doesn't just automatically happen by saying, oh, I'm going to go get rid of everybody. If you get rid of a ton of people, you make a huge, huge change, you know what you do? You lose chemistry. And then you got to build that up. So it doesn't automatically just, you make a change and then things just start working properly.
Agreed. It's also, to me, just not a surprise. I know folks are like, you know, why haven't you asked if Joe Witt's going to get fired? Because he's not. And, like, we all know that. So, to me, it's, like, kind of silly to ask that.
But the whole thing, if you ask it, you might not have asked it. Other people have asked that. But asking a question doesn't make it happen. You know, I don't know why people think that the question is going to depict what they want to see.
People want a pound of flesh.
You can ask the damn question. It may not. It's not going to do nothing. So it doesn't make sense.
Like I said, we have an absolutely packed show today. Rosenberg is going to join us next. We're going to talk about this gambling thing with Maloney at 11. World Series preview at 11:30. Governor Moore at noon. Ask Me Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. That's going to be at 12:30. Phone lines will be open for that. Then Andy Reid, Hall of Fame coach, joining us at 1:15. You get a governor, talk some gambling, a Hall of Fame coach, a bunch of Super Bowl rings on the table.
Hot show.
It's a pretty loaded show. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to Be Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth-quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner, is official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to jump on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to our guy, Mr. Peter Rosenberg.
What's up, Pete?
Peter, where are you? Are you in New York? Australia?
I'm in New York.
France?
I'm home.
Okay.
I'm chilling,
in New
chilling York. This weekend.
How good does it feel when you get to have a weekend at home?
This season, this fall, they haven't been a lot of them, so I'm appreciative. But do you ever feel like you go from being really busy to then you're like, I also realize I have nothing to do when I'm not busy?
Yeah. I don't like that feeling right there, Pete.
Dude, when I have nothing to do,
like
it feels odd. honestly. Like, I'm like, oh, shouldn't I be doing something?
Well, I just feel like at that point, all I have is the things to do that my wife needs me to do. And then you're like, aren't there other things for me to do?
That's kind of why I keep doing stuff and I don't ever sit still at home, because I know if I sit still at home, I'm going to get some things to do. So I kind of like, there's mornings I wake up, like on a Saturday, I'm gone before 6:30 just to be out the house. I come home, they don't get up. My house don't get up very early. So I'll go play around the golf sometimes on the Saturday, come home, and they'll be like, what you about to do today? They don't must know I left. I say, oh, I'm going to go play golf. My second round. Maybe somebody will tell him that now. But
chestnut checkers for Brian Mitchell. Obviously, we got to talk about this Monday night game coming up. But I did, Peter, I mean, this gambling story yesterday in the NFL, the NBA rather, forgive me, is so significant that I at least wanted to kind of see what you're hearing, thinking, processing with it.
I mean, yeah, it's a huge story. I wonder. I kind of am curious about how far the tentacles go, and part of me thinks it's potentially not that far. That's sort of what I'm hoping. Like, I'm going back and forth between thinking it's a huge deal and thinking it's sort of limited. When you really think about the names that are involved in it so far, the Chauncey Billups thing is huge, but it's not related directly to the sports gambling part at all, right? It's another fascinating part, which, by the way, doesn't the Chauncey Billups playing in a fake poker game sound like such an episode of The Sopranos?
Yes.
Like, yeah, you can't, if it was The Sopranos, they probably would have picked a player from the Nets. It would have been like Jason Williams or Keith Van Horn. But, like, can't you picture, like, just an episode where Tony's like, yeah, I'm doing this game. I got Keith Van Horn showing up to get these guys. It's just, like, such a ridiculous thing. And yeah. But truthfully, it's unrelated to the other piece, you know. And I don't know. In one second, they'll make you think, like, oh, God, the NBA is about to go down. And at the next second, I'm thinking the biggest names we're talking about are Terry Rozier and Damon Jones. Maybe it's not that big. And also, I do wonder how much of this is some sort of it is interesting that Cash Patel and the FBI, with all the things that they are claiming they have to do to clean up the country right now, this was the biggest thing happening. And I'm not trying to downplay it from a punishment standpoint for the players. I mean, I'm guessing they'll get the death penalty. Like, I don't know that you'll ever be able to be part of basketball again if you have anything like this to do. So I'm not downplaying that, but I'm just saying in terms of world importance, this required an entire press conference from the head of the FBI, and we're talking about sports gambling, which has certainly been happening forever. So, anyways, it's a bad, bad story for the NBA. I think we'll find out how bad it is based on, like, how far it actually goes. If the biggest names are Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, I think this dies faster than it feels like right now.
Yeah, I think they did a disservice to the whole story by releasing both of them together, because when I was talking with yesterday, he was like, make sure you announce on air that Chauncey Billups has nothing to do with the sports gambling.
But the Billups thing is where I think it's very interesting, because that seems fairly unclear to me what his role is or isn't, and I don't know why he gets lumped in if he has nothing to do with it.
No, it wasn't nothing to do with the sports gambling. They dropped two stories. And it made us seem like those two things were connected. They weren't connected,
right?
But B. Mitch, that was a disservice to you and I as the public trying to consume information. It was a complete service to the powers that be who wanted it to be a huge story. They wanted us to all be confused and go, Chauncey Billups is involved. An NBA coach is involved in throwing games? Wait a second. He has nothing to do with that. He was playing in a poker game when he wasn't even a head coach. So I think that was very, very intentional. And we have to remember the source. I mean, Cash Patel is these are not serious people. So I think about that when I take it all with a grain of salt. I'll say that.
What's going to be interesting is what happens with player props specifically. Like, because that's how an individual player can very easily manipulate those markets.
To be honest with you, though, let's think about this. Okay. Jontay Porter and Terry Rozier, basically, time that they're going to play in the game. I think some of the gambling entities need to understand, don't put no damn props on those on guys that way down the bench.
That's exactly right.
If you're going to be that greedy trying to get every little piece of the action, then you're going to be dealing with stuff like this. How about dealing with the people that you know are going to try and play?
Right. I think the legalized sports betting world needs to take some ownership of this. Like, there's probably too many offerings. And then when Greenberg has told us this repeatedly, like, when you have a good gambler, all of a sudden they shut you out. Your max bet is $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Meanwhile, you're offering promos to get new people into it. Like, it's...
Yeah.
All right, I want to switch gears.
Talking about friend, though, just if the bets were all based on LeBron James and Luka Doncic, we wouldn't have these issues. You should not be taking prop bets on players who spend half their time in the G League. That does not make sense.
I'm with you on that, dog.
I think you're right. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, here from New York City. You can listen to him afternoons, ESPN New York. Watch him WWE. Watch him on ESPN. Hot 97. He does it all. Peter, I am not over... Like, Jaden's the best player on the Washington roster. He's one of the best players in the NFL. He's not playing. That is obviously a hit. Period. End of paragraph.
Yeah.
However, I think Mariota, especially with getting Terry and Debo back, I think the offense will be able to move the ball. I'm not sure this defense can get stops. That's my concern. What are your concerns for Monday night?
So we're on the exact same page. This is going to be, well, maybe it's not a hot take, but to me it sounds like a hot take if you don't know any better. I would rather have Mariota playing with Debo and Terry than have Jaden out there again without them.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
I do not need to see Jaden Daniels and no starting receivers. That is not what I need. So it's funny to me that the line is 12.5 because I guess they didn't officially know at that point. Was there any movement today?
It's still 12.5. But it jumped.
That's a huge number.
It went from 10 to 12.5 with the Jaden news.
Yeah, and I feel like, to me, the Debo and McLaurin news would put it to like 9.5 for me. But
yeah, So make it go back.
I feel like that they will be able to move the football, and I think particularly with a week to, they've known all week that Mariota's playing. So I feel like that really helps. Let's not forget, I mean, Mariota's 1-1, and the one that they lost against Atlanta, while he wasn't perfect, they did enough offensively to win that game. So I'm confident they can move the ball too. Obviously, Dorrance Armstrong is a huge loss. Obviously, that defense just looks completely lost. So the question is, was Witt and company able to get in there and make adjustments that they feel like can make a difference? And is it possible that the league is high as a kite off the Chiefs' last two performances? One, which was an absolute trucking of the horrid Raiders. 3 weeks ago, people were saying, I think it's over for the Chiefs. Totally. Now everyone's saying they are the best team in football by a long shot. Maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think what I've noticed from a lot of fans the last couple of days, I'm curious if you guys feel the same. It's like ever since the fumble against the Bears, people are feeling like we've become the Washington Redskins under Dan Snyder. And everyone now is posting about these horrible Chiefs moments. National TV, we're going to lose by 40 points. Yo, guys, I've said it on your show, I'm going to say it again. The witch is dead. We are not going back to being the Redskins of Dan Snyder. It's been a bad couple of weeks. That doesn't mean we're going to lose 63-0. It's not going to be the Eagles game, okay? Like, I just think everyone needs to settle down. Hopefully this defense adjusts a bit as these weeks go on. And I could frankly see a world in which you get to the second half on Monday, and people are like, oh, man, is this a Colt McCoy over the Cowboys moment?
Did you see Galdi's tweet?
There is a chance. I look at it like that, Pete. There is a chance. And, you know, I've sat in many a locker rooms where we were the team that was just not given the chance at all. And I saw some magnificent games. Also been the game when we were the biggest favorite in the world, and we got our ass whipped. You know, it's depending on how you approach the game. Maybe Kansas City here, everyone's saying, how bad Washington is and what's going to go on. And they just look past them. And then they wake up and they're like, damn, we let one slip.
Yeah, but don't you guys think, though, there is a certain element of, like, people really do still think that this is just the same franchise? It's the franchise that can't win in national television. It's the franchise that's bound to lose against good teams. And I just feel like nothing about us is the same. It hasn't felt the same on national television. Like, none of those things have felt the same. So I think the bigger concern we have to have is if Jaden comes back in a couple of weeks, you know, at that point, guys, we're basically watching him every week under the guise of, if one other thing happens, I'm ready to not have him tried this year anymore. That, to me, is the scarier issue, is like, when do you say, okay, we've seen enough, one leg's compromised. Is there a world in which the reason he was able to get hurt the second time is because the first leg was compromised? And at what point do you go, this just ain't the year and there aren't enough wins out there? When you look at the records of the teams in the NFC North and the NFC West, there aren't enough wins out there. So what are we doing this year?
It's interesting. I think it's too early for that stuff.
It is.
There is a time for that, but I think it's probably even post-Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other part of this is knowing Jaden, and maybe I suppose I know him a little bit better, but I feel like the fan base knows enough about Jaden. That dude wants to play. Mm-hmm. And if he's healthy, he's going to want to play, kind of regardless of the situation.
Yeah.
So, like, Lamar is – by all accounts, coming back this week. They're 1-5. They're not going to, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to give up on that. I think there is the NFL, I think a lot of this is NBA driven because we're so used to guys shutting it down and needing load management and all these things. That idea, that mindset does not exist in pro football.
But no, but I'm not saying he is obviously going to play the season no matter what. It's year two. What I'm saying is, though, with the amount of teams that have good records in the NFC, if they go from being on the precipice of 4-2 and first place,
right,
to 3-7 after losing a handful of games against good teams, when you get him back, I'm not saying he won't play hard and they won't have hopes. I'm just saying it's going to be a nerve-wracking second half of the year where I don't know that the reward could really even be a playoff appearance. Listen, maybe some of these teams will fall apart and, you know, the Rams and 49ers will not continue to win every week. But if you look around right now, it's just starting to get tough. And I would hate the idea that he gets dinged up a third time and misses games for a third time.
I hear you. And, I mean, not to drill too deep on that, but, like, the tiebreaker scenario, if we are talking about getting a wild card spot late in the year, like, they're screwed as it currently constituted in the tiebreaker scenario.
Yeah.
Atlanta,
Green Bay, Dallas. Like, they've lost to all their losses are to NFC teams, which is if that ends up mattering, it's not in their favor. Peter,
yeah,
we appreciate your time
as
always.
Better football isn't great either, but yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah. Enjoy weekend off,
brother.
Dude.
Thanks, boys.
All right. That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Coming up at 11, we're going to try to make sense of this crazy NBA gambling story with our boy Joe Maloney. World Series preview at 11:30 and 1:15. You get to hear from Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So I talked earlier about DQ's comments about the defense when they asked if there's going to be changes or anything. And I do think it's fair to play Dan's answer so you can get, like, his context. Landini, if you have that audio, this is Dan Quinn asked about changes for the defense.
So you said you're going to look at everything on defense. Will we see any changes on defense?
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. As we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
Wouldn't improved play be a change?
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I understand everybody has a job and you ask questions. But the change doesn't have to necessarily be an overhaul of the personnel. The way that they play can be the change. You know what I'm saying? Because what we've seen has not been improved play.
Yeah, I mean, that's my counter to that would be, Coach, have you not been telling them to play fast already?
Yeah, the thing about it is sometimes, I've been in situations where you get on the field and you have done everything all week. You get in that damn game no matter what you try. It's just not working for you that day. You know, but you snap out of it at some point. And I think at this point right now, I think a few years ago I said, I got tired of people's, when the ball's being snapped, you should not be looking at your guy communicating. When the ball being snapped, you should be already tuned in and ready to go. The way you gotta maybe they gotta simplify things, because I see a lot of times when the ball's being snapped this year, I'm seeing the corner and safety looking at each other, and all of a sudden they look up, and you're like in shock because the damn the receiver is on you or past you, so you're panicking. So maybe you gotta figure that stuff out and get it going, or just simplify some stuff for them.
Yeah. If it was, if it was one game, I think you can look a lot of it off. But it's, to me, the explosive plays, the secondary busts have been consistent, and that's the problem. You have some good games against run, some bad games against run. Like, the injuries at the defensive end position are going to have an impact. Like, I know you don't want to say it's injuries, but, like, you're down three DNs, one guy you brought in specifically to play the run. Like, that's going to have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
But the coverage busts are consistent, too. And that would Increased pass rush help? Hell yes. But that's probably not coming. So what else can you do? Like, I don't...
You probably... Listen, man. Nobody's going to become Reggie White. Nobody's going to become Lawrence Taylor. So what you have to do is find a scheme that's going to enable you to get pressure. And that may have to be... Listen, I've always said, you want a quarterback to speed up or slow down. You don't want a quarterback to have everything in rhythm. You got to move them off their spot, whatever. The way you're going to have to do that is start going after them, because I believe when a quarterback is being pressured and you run man-to-man, now he has to be more perfect with the ball. But if you're running zone and you're rushing four, you can't get pressure, they're going to pick that apart. The average NFL quarterback will pick it apart if you can't put pressure on the quarterback.
That's, for me, like, I could completely wrap my head around DQ not wanting to share game plan details in the media.
True.
Totally get that.
Yeah.
But when I hear we're just going to play better, we're going to play faster, that's fine to say. But I need to see more aggressive approach at the line of scrimmage.
You've been around me long enough, and you've been around this whole business long enough to where somebody's just saying something just to say it.
Right. They got to answer the question.
They're not going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And I don't expect them to. You know, but the ultimate thing is we're going to play better, which means, like, yes, I've been putting my foot up their asses so they can play better, but we're going to speed up and do some things. And I'm not going to say, well, yeah, we're going to go out there and blitz the hell out of them. And then you say that, and you go into a game, and they're going to be waiting for everything you do and just pick you apart. Pat Mahomes is capable of doing that.
Totally.
You want to hit him by surprise.
Totally. Need to, probably. It's a challenge. This is a challenging spot, challenging game. I think you got to blitz. All right. Joe Maloney, American Gaming Association, joins us next. Got to talk to Maloney about this NBA cheating scandal, betting scandal. What the hell is Chauncey Billups involved in? Why is he named in this? If it is just Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, I was listening to Poor Ass Podcast, and he's a big Cleveland fan.
You know what you just sound like you said?
What?
I'll just listen to Poor Ass. You mean Poor Ass?
Brendan Poor Ass.
Dude. I thought you said Poor Ass.
Yo,
I'm like, that's a badass podcast right there.
So he's a Cavs fan. And he's like, oh, you know what Damon Jones' nickname was in Cleveland?
What?
Amon Owens. Because he's got no D. Because he plays no D and has no J. Maloney joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.